KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear sky, 63 degrees. Looking forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In state news, authorities say 22 inmates were involved in a prison fight at an eastern Iowa prison. The Iowa Department of Corrections says the fighting began around 7:45 a.m. Thursday in the main yard of the Anamosa State Penitentiary in Anamosa. Several prison staffers soon responded and took control of the situation, which lasted a little more than a minute. The department says none of the staffers was injured and no inmates reported any serious injuries. The prison has further restricted inmate movement. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening heard from Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson and Officer Christian Hulseville with regard to a request for load-bearing vests, or LBVs, which replace the current standard duty belts that officers wear when equipped with the many required items they are required to carry and cause lower back pain among many officers. Chief Erickson said the issues with lower back pain can be expected by older officers, but now they're seeing it in the younger officers as well, and that's where the new vests would come in handy.
As the years go by, we get more and more equipment out here. We're running out of real estate. You can't put nothing in the back. And this is the next best option to get stuff up so we got more room. And it's also to help save on lower back problems and stuff like that in the future. I mean, I've been here 22 years. And up until about 3 years ago, I was going to the chiropractor about every month. And we changed a few things on the uniform. And now I've been able to go about 6 months without having an adjustment. But I'm close to retirement. These guys, I started when I was 34. These guys have started in their 20s. They've got to go till 55 before they can retire. So some of them are looking at 30, 35 years carrying this.
Officer Hulseville said that the standard duty belt weighs around 25 to 30 pounds with the added equipment. He cited studies that show carrying the weight of the equipment on the waist and hips can, over a period of years, cause posture and lower back issues. The LBVs, he said, would transfer the load to ease the back crunching pain.
Everything on our duty belt will be moved to that vest, so the weight will be evenly dispersed on your shoulders instead of on your hips and lower back, where weight is not supposed to be dispersed.
The company that produces the vests, Erickson and Hulseville, are interested in obtaining for the police department, is supplying similar style vests to the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department, which has recently made a large order for those vests from the state of Iowa. In fact, one of the most in the state. As Hulseville passed his duty belt in the LBV to council members, he spoke of how the LBV serves to increase an officer's mobility and spreads the gear over a larger surface area and can even assist in the rescue of an injured officer.
Some of our smaller sized officers don't have the available room on their duty belt to carry all the equipment that they need to carry on duty. With these vests, that would make it possible for a smaller sized officer to be able to carry everything that they need to carry. Also, these vests have an option to have a drag strap installed, which is something that we don't have. A drag strap is basically, it's just a strap on the back of the vest. If somebody is hit, can't walk, it gives you something to grab onto that you can drag them out easily.
The vests do have some drawbacks, though, including not being able to wear a coat over the vest in the winter, but they're looking at different options to overcome that. The other issue, according to Hulseville, is the perception by the public of police coming off as being a militarized force.
I think it can be easily explained to the community if there is a perception that the vest looks militarized, why we're changing to it, the perks of the vest. In speaking with a Shelby County deputy who uses these types of vests, he has told me that they've heard nothing but good things from their community about how the vests look.
The council passed a resolution Wednesday designating the load-bearing vests as a wellness benefit for Atlantic Police Department officers and authorized the purchase of 12 vests for a total package estimate of around $5,130. The vests have a 5-year warranty, would match the current color of the APD uniforms, and would be paid for through the Employee Benefits Fund. In other business, Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones Wednesday announced the 4th of July fireworks would be out at the Atlantic Airport again this year and not at the Schildberg Recreation Area as hoped due to issues with visibility and safety. And the council approved the reappointments of various individuals to city commissions, including Christina Bateman to Community Promotion Commission, Jim Behrens and Roger Herring to the Planning and Zoning Commission, Dave Knutson to the Board of Adjustment, and Mike Henningsen to the Airport Commission. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening heard from Chamber and CADCO officials with regard to a proposed $100,000 pledge from the city's Economic Development Revolving Loan, or EDR, fund that is intended to act as a source of loans for new business startups in Atlantic. Chamber Executive Director Bailey Smith talked about the terms of the loans.
The fund's going to be organized through CADCO and the current loan committee that they have in place right now. And an individual will be able to apply for a loan of up to $25,000 with a 3% interest rate. And the loan will be on a 7-year payment plan with the final year interest forgiven as long as all previous payments have been made on time. There might be some people who don't need $25,000, might need 10 or 15, so they might not necessarily want to be on the 7-year payment plan, so that isn't set in stone. They can do 5 or 4. But if they make their payments on time, they'll still be allowed to have that final year interest forgiven.
The loans are intended for anyone seeking to establish a business in Atlantic, but is tailored more toward younger entrepreneurs in their 20s and early 30s. Those persons must have a business plan and provide other required financial information. CADCO has its own revolving loan fund for anywhere in the county, but CADCO Executive Assistant Jennifer Rosner McIntyre said that fund is depleted. The council approved a pledge of funds toward the EDR, and toward the end of the session, during the public forum, discussion about the EDR became heated when Talia Camise and Thomas Schroeder suggested the council strongly consider making funds available as part of an incentives program via means of a grant instead of a loan. Camise and Schroeder are the owners of Style 60, the women's boutique. They recently purchased also the Howard's clothing store at 415 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic to move that business to there. Camise had run the business out of her home for about 6 months before moving to her current location on West 7th Street. She and Mayor said that Mayor Dave Jones approached her about obtaining a SWPCO, or Southwest Iowa Planning Council, loan instead of using the EDR fund she'd been told about, and that didn't sit well with her because she says it appears the fund, which currently has about $220,000 in it, has not been used.
So when CADCO and the chamber came to me and asked for an incentive to go downtown, I thought, great, that's going to be great. If I'm going to get some sort of grant money, loan money, that's going to help me improve downtown. To me, if I needed a loan that's going to last, 7 years, and then the 8th year my interest is going to be forgiven, why wouldn't I just go to First Whitney Bank or the credit union where I bank and just get it there? Instead of jumping through all these hoops, I could have just went there and got it done.
That's why she and Thomas Schroeder were adamant the city strongly consider making grants available to business owners instead of loans at small business owners. Schroeder said their business would use grant money to make exterior improvements to their building downtown and utilize other local businesses to make it happen.
I had an estimate just to fix the awning on the front of the building. It's $2,000. You know, so we want to beautify, we want to make that look better downtown also. We're not necessarily trying to use the money for inventory or anything like that. And we'd also like to keep that money in the community. We'd make a pledge, we'll hire Interior Touch to do the outdoor carpeting that's in front. It's looking pretty tough. We have J&J Graphics do the awning. So that money would be, you know, kept right here in the community.
The meeting became contentious when Camise and Schroeder accused Mayor Jones of not being willing to listen to their suggestions and instead pushed them toward other incentives instead of the EDR. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson threatened to have Camise and Schroeder removed after an argument erupted between them, the mayor, and councilperson Kathy Summers.
You gave us no avenue other than go talk to Jen. I don't have anything for you. That was exact words. I have nothing for you. Go talk to Jen.
I said they had a committee working on that.
No, you did not. You said you need to go talk to them.
What we want to hear from our mayor is let me see what I can do. Let's see what I can do. Aren't we a can-do attitude? Aren't we trying to fix up Atlantic? Aren't we trying to move people back here, bring jobs to the community? I had no vibe of that from you. Okay. And I have, everybody that I've talked to about this has been 100% supportive of it. And anybody that I talked to about Dave Jones, I hear nothing. Nobody is saying, oh, we love that guy. He's doing great things for the community. They're saying, go down there and do something about it. Okay. So that's what we're here to do.
You do have a choice.
Is to do something about it.
And you're running for mayor in 4 years.
Also, what I'm
for city council.
That's 4 years. I want to do this business.
That's too long.
In September.
Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones told the crowd the first step is to get the loan money out there through the EDR, and he mentioned a group currently working on another plan. More information on that will be released as early as next week, possibly. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.